Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fooled by Randomness by Nassim Nicholas Taleb is a provocative examination of how chance shapes outcomes in markets and everyday life, often more than skill or insight. Drawing on Taleb's experience in trading and his broad reading in probability, philosophy, and history, the book challenges the comforting stories people tell themselves about success and failure. It argues that humans are pattern-seeking narrators who mistake noise for signal, underestimate rare events, and overcredit winners while ignoring the many invisible losers. Taleb explores why impressive track records can emerge from randomness, how luck masquerades as competence, and why standard ways of evaluating performance can be dangerously misleading. Written in an essayistic style with vivid examples from finance and beyond, the book invites readers to develop intellectual humility and stronger statistical intuition. As a foundational entry in the Incerto series, it sets the stage for Taleb's later work on uncertainty, risk, and the limits of prediction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, luck, skill, and the mirage of track records. A central theme is the difficulty of separating skill from luck when outcomes are noisy, especially in investing and competitive careers. Taleb highlights how a small number of visible winners can dominate attention, leading observers to infer talent where survival alone may explain the evidence. In any large population, some people will outperform for long stretches purely by chance, and those streaks will be retrospectively explained with confident stories about discipline, genius, or a unique method. The book urges readers to question how performance is measured, over what time horizon, and relative to how many participants. It also emphasizes the role of selection effects. You mostly hear from those who made it, not those who used similar strategies and disappeared. This perspective reframes interviews, case studies, and best practice narratives, suggesting they are often contaminated by randomness. The practical takeaway is to demand robust evidence, compare against appropriate benchmarks, and treat exceptional performance with caution until it persists across changing conditions. For decision makers, it encourages building systems that do not depend on heroic interpretations of a few lucky outcomes. Secondly, narrative fallacies and hindsight comfort. Taleb argues that people are wired to convert messy reality into neat explanations, creating narrative fallacies that feel true but distort understanding. After outcomes occur, the mind edits uncertainty out of the story and replaces it with causality, intention, and inevitability. In markets, this shows up in daily commentary that attributes price moves to tidy reasons, even when multiple conflicting explanations could fit. The same habit affects career judgments, business strategy, and political analysis, where success is credited to foresight and failure to specific mistakes, rather than to a large role for chance. The book challenges readers to notice how easily they accept plausible stories without testing whether those stories predict anything. It also highlights hindsight bias, the tendency to believe past events were more predictable than they actually were. This bias fuels overconfidence and poor risk management because it encourages the belief that the next surprise will also be explainable and therefore avoidable. Taleb's antidote is intellectual discipline. Keep track of what was truly known at the time, focus on base rates and distributions, and resist the seductive clarity of after-the-fact storytelling. Thirdly, probability intuition, fat tails, and rare events. The book pushes readers to improve their probabilistic thinking, especially about extreme outcomes that dominate results. Taleb distinguishes between environments where outcomes cluster around an average and those where a few rare events drive the bulk of gains or losses. In markets and many real-world domains, distributions can have fat tails, meaning extreme moves are more common than standard models assume. This matters because conventional risk metrics and forecasting tools can underestimate the frequency and impact of large shocks, creating a false sense of safety. Taleb emphasizes that small daily fluctuations can lull participants into complacency, while hidden exposure accumulates, only to be revealed during sudden crashes or unexpected windfalls. The message is not that prediction is impossible, but that the quality of prediction is limited by the structure of randomness and by model fragility. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of ranges, scenarios, and downside vulnerability rather than point forecasts. By focusing on how systems behave under stress and by respecting tail risk, individuals and institutions can make decisions that remain viable even when the improbable happens. Fourthly, skin in the game, incentives, and hidden risks. Taleb examines how incentives and asymmetric payoffs can encourage behavior that looks successful for long periods while quietly accumulating catastrophic risk. A trader, executive, or fund manager may earn steady rewards from strategies that collect small gains most of the time, while rare losses are borne by others, postponed into the future, or disguised until it is too late. This dynamic makes it easy to confuse risk-taking with skill and to reward people for outcomes that were largely the product of favorable randomness. The book invites readers to scrutinize who benefits when things go right and who pays when they go wrong. It also stresses that ethical and effective systems align accountability with decision-making, reducing the temptation to externalize tail risks. For readers, the practical value lies in evaluating products, strategies, and institutions through the lens of payoff structure. If returns seem smooth and consistent, that can be a warning sign rather than proof of competence. A healthy skepticism about incentive misalignment can improve personal investing, corporate governance, and policy by prioritizing robustness over appearances. Lastly, practical skepticism for decision-making. Under uncertainty, beyond finance, the book offers a mindset for living with uncertainty without being paralyzed by it. Taleb encourages readers to accept that randomness cannot be eliminated, but its impact can be managed by avoiding fragility. This includes favoring decisions with limited downside and open-ended upside, diversifying exposures, and being wary of leverage that can turn small errors into ruin. He also promotes humility about forecasting, suggesting that many confident predictions are entertainment rather than actionable knowledge. Instead, the emphasis shifts to building habits that perform reasonably across many futures, not perfectly in one imagined scenario. Readers can apply this to careers by valuing optionality, developing transferable skills, and avoiding commitments that depend on a single path working out. It applies to health and lifestyle choices by focusing on consistent practices with broad benefits rather than miracle solutions. The broader lesson is to treat uncertainty as a permanent feature of life, and to design choices so that surprises are survivable. This pragmatic skepticism can lead to calmer judgment, better risk awareness, and fewer regrets driven by overconfident stories. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who make decisions in uncertain environments, investors, entrepreneurs, managers, analysts, and anyone curious about why smart people misread reality. It also suits general readers who enjoy big ideas about probability, psychology, and human behavior, even if they do not work in finance. The benefit is a durable upgrade to how you interpret success and failure. By learning to question tidy explanations, recognize selection effects, and respect rare events, you become less vulnerable to overconfidence and to being persuaded by impressive but fragile track records. That shift can improve investing habits, career choices, and everyday judgments because it nudges you toward robustness, better incentives, and clearer thinking about risk. Compared with many popular business or self-help titles that focus on replicating winners, this book stands out for its skepticism and its insistence on statistical humility. It does not offer a single formula for success. It offers a framework for avoiding ruin and for making decisions that remain sensible when luck turns. That makes it especially worth buying for readers who want depth rather than motivational certainty. If you would like to support Nassim Nicholas Taleb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.